This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
BFBS, original music specials.
Back the way we came. Amy Casey meets Noel Gallagher.
A career that spans over two decades.
Ways of working change, you know, as the years have gone by.
12 number one albums and more than 70 million records sold worldwide.
It's such a privilege to have those songs be sung by ordinary and extraordinary people to make themselves feel better. It's a great thing.
Founding father of Britpop, Brit Awards, Ivor Novello's, and Grammy nods. He's been praised as the finest songwriter of his generation and one of the greatest guitarists ever.
As good as I feel about the last 10 years, I feel better about the next 10 years, so that's a good sign.
We look back at 10 years of the High Flying Birds with the man himself, Noel Gallagher.
If not for the mountain, tell me who will stand tall. It's the money you're counting. Nature is dancing.
Noel, it's Amy Casey from BFBS. How you doing?
You sound far too f***ing jolly for my liking.
I'm sorry about that. I'll turn it down a notch.
Yeah, find it off, please do. What makes you so happy?
Well, got some good news today.
What was that, Mike? Well, the vinyl of my record turned up, did it?
No, it didn't, actually. I'm still waiting for that, to be really honest with you. But no, my squadron got some good news today, so I'm pretty chuffed about that.
Oh, what, anything you'd like to divulge? Or is it top secret? Is it classified?
Unfortunately, I can't. I'd love to tell you. I'd love to share a secret with Noel Gallagher, but unfortunately, I can't.
Oh, well, congratulations anyway.
Oh, cheers. Let me return the congratulations to you, because, I mean, 10 years of the High Flying Birds. How are you feeling at the minute?
What about the last 10 years?
Yeah, well, I mean, like right now, looking back and reflecting, it's been 10 years since you started this journey. You must be feeling pretty cool right now.
Well, it doesn't feel like 10 years. I mean, as you well know, time flies the older that you get. But it doesn't feel like 10 years. But I feel good about it, or else I wouldn't be celebrating it. But I feel really, really good about it. And as good as I feel about the last 10 years, I feel better about the next 10 years. So that's a good sign.
Well, let's talk about the album, Back the Way We Came, Volume 1. So I'm keeping fingers crossed that we might have a Volume 2 and 3 and all of the good stuff from 2011 through to this year. So, I mean, how did you pick out those highlights? Because that must have been really hard work.
Well, I mean, it kind of picks itself. The singles that were the big singles are on there. I mean, there's nothing that's on there that shouldn't be on there, but I'd say there's about maybe half a dozen songs that could be on there that are not on there, but I didn't want to make it too long. And I think for future generations, looking back, there'll still be stuff for them to discover themselves, like a few classic choice B-sides and album tracks that are not on there. So it wasn't too difficult. Maybe it took a couple of days. It was quite long at the start, and then I pruned it down a bit.
Is there a track on there that you kind of, one that you really, really love, it's one that's really special for you, something that you kind of reflect on?
I'd say there's probably three or four. I'd say What a Life, because it was the first track that I wrote after, it was the first tune that I wrote after leaving Oasis, and it signified a change in style somewhat. And then there'd be Riverman, which, if anybody was to say to me, play me a song that best describes what you do, it'd probably be Riverman. And Black Star Dancing, because that just managed to fall out of the sky one afternoon in the studio, and it took a day to write and record.
I tell you what, Noel, we've already listened to Black Star Dancing, so let's get those two on right now, Riverman and What a Life. We are with Noel Gallagher as we celebrate 10 years of the High Flying Birds with the fantastic album Back the Way We Came at BFBS.
There's something in the way she moves me to distraction. I traveled all this way to try.
gone.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Back the way we came. Amy Casey meets Noel Gallagher.
If you've just joined us, we have been catching up with Noel Gallagher and celebrating 10 years of the High Flying Birds with a fantastic album, Back the Way We Came. Now, Noel, we've just enjoyed Riverman and What a Life, two very special tracks to you. But what about some of the newer tracks on the album, previously unreleased up until now?
What, you mean we're on our way now and flying on the ground?
Yeah.
Well, I'd had four unfinished songs that have been left over from various album projects down the years. And I'd never quite finish them off for whatever reason. I don't know why. And then when the idea came to do a best of it, I was like, all right, well, let me see if I can do something with those four songs. And I finished them off and they came out great. And two, as we know, are on this record. One will probably be on my next album because it sounds really f***ing great. And another one, I'm trying to get somebody else to sing it because it doesn't really sound good with my voice. But the four that I did were just you know, I run out of studio time a lot because I've got so much material and they never got done, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's amazing that you've still got all of this sort of stuff that just keeps coming to you. Have you got like a plan of attack when you get into the studio, or does it just sort of happen like naturally?
Yeah, I used to work in a very disciplined way where I would write the album at home and then come into a studio and, you know, just do it. But now I've got my own studio. It's a bit more free and easy. The studio clock's not ticking. There's no one coming in next week. So I just take my time at it now, really. So, but ways of working change, you know, as the years have gone by. Obviously, working with a band is not the same as working as a solo artist, and working on your own is not the same as working with a producer. So I like to mix it up a little and keep it kind of interesting so it doesn't get too repetitive.
Yeah, I like that. And very fancy with your own studio. I think you've earned that, though, to be fair.
Me too, actually. it's the first studio I've ever had. Oasis had one back in the 2000s. But this is my first ever place, and I just love being here. I mean, I don't actually... My wife ever finds out I'm not actually doing a great deal of recording. I'm kind of sitting around eating crisps all day listening to the radio.
Hang on a minute. But, it's an actual man cave. That's what you're telling me.
There are women allowed in there, but it is... I mean, I've got three girls. I actually got three or four girls in the band, so they're kind of allowed in. If they do a bit of cleaning and load the dishwasher, they're all right, you know?
I'm not going to edit that out, Noel. I'm warning you. Staying in. BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Back the way we came. Amy Casey meets Noel Gallagher.
Your agent sent me some blurb and they said about, you know, you've got a mantra and stuff like that. Stick to the plan, which obviously wasn't the case with the High Flying Birds, and it worked out pretty good. The plan kind of went out the window, and I know the troops will absolutely love that. You know, cuff it until it makes it sort of thing. Have you got any military connections?
Well, I had an action man, if that counts. My whole mantra for the last 10 years has been take your time to work out what the plan is and then stick to that plan and see it through to the end and believe in it and believe that it's going to come out right. So, but as for military connections, not really.
No, just the G.I. Joe doll.
Just Action Man with the eagle eyes, I think it was. He was a good lad, but he disappeared somewhere. I think he went off. I think he might have defected to the Russians.
We'll mark him down as potentially MIA and report that along the chain. Thank you very much, Noel. We really do appreciate you taking the time, because your work has meant a lot to the troops for a very, very long time. And I know they're going to love hearing you on this interview today. But I did want to tell you about something, and I feel like you should be made aware of this. It's something that happens within the military that directly involves you, although you might not be privy to it. So basically, every mess function or do or whatever, someone's probably had a little bit too much to drink, will grab a guitar and absolutely murder Wonderwall. And we all have to sit there and pretend that we're enjoying it. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, let me apologise for that. secondly, it's... my songs, and particularly Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger and some of the big Oasis ones, it's such a privilege to have those songs be sang by ordinary and extraordinary people just to make themselves feel better. It's a great thing. But if you go in any guitar shop in Manchester, they do have signs up saying please refrain from playing Wonderwall. it's a privilege to have those songs in your armory that people love. So yeah, I feel good about it. Same with Don't Look Back in Anger, you know what I mean? That's kind of like become an unofficial national anthem, and it never gets old.
Now, Noel, if I said to you, you can't be a rock star anymore, you have to join the military, would you join the Royal Navy, the British Army, or the Royal Air Force?
Well, I can't swim, so the Navy's out. I can't fly either, so the Air Force is out, so I'm probably going to be with the troops on the ground.
Going to go Army?
I'm going to go infantry. I'll be the lad at the back with the acoustic guitar saying, come on, lads. Blow this up, right? Get it done, and I'll sing you Wonderwall in half an hour.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Back the way we came. Amy Casey meets Noel Gallagher.
Have you got a message for the troops? Like I say, your music has meant so much to them for such a long time, and I know that they'll be loving hearing you on the radio. Have you got a little message for them?
Like everybody, we're proud of them, you know what I mean? They represent us, and, you know, I only hope that they're being looked after properly, because all the people that are supposed to be paid to look after us, whether it would be policemen or the army or the navy or the air force, I hope they're being paid properly and looked after properly and have all the right equipment, and they do a job that frankly is beyond my comprehension of how people are brave enough to do that job. So and I have to say, every time I've met people from the military, they've always been good lads and up for a laugh and a drink. And I used to live round the corner, right, from the barracks in just where Buckingham Palace is. And a lot of the Scottish lads used to go in this pub that I used to go in. We used to have a proper good session there, good laugh as well. They're all good lads, and hope they all stay safe and, you know, keep on keeping on.
Do you ever fancy coming in doing like a parachute jump with us and the Red Devils or anything like that? I mean, we could take you, Noel.
You wouldn't? Oh, I'm sure you would. There is no way. I wouldn't mind firing a f***ing rocket launcher. I wouldn't mind doing that or driving a tank through a wall or something like that. But as for jumping out of a... I wouldn't mind going up in an aeroplane and when they do all that flying in the sky and all that. But jumping out of a thing with a parachute, that's not for me, I'm afraid.
It's not for you. All right, well, let me work on, get an RPG on the go for you, at least get you a ride in a tank. Let's see if we can do that.
Absolutely.
Noel, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you today. We really, really thank you for your time. I know how busy you are with the new album. The very best of luck. Is there a track that you'd like to play us out on? Is there a certain track that's one of your favourites that you'd really like us to play today?
I think I'm going to let you choose, right? But either What a Life or In the Heat of the Moment, because they're kind of quite up and they kind of get you in the mood. So you can choose either What a Life or In the Heat of the Moment.
Noel Gallagher, thank you so much for joining us at BFBS. It's been a pleasure.
No worries. Have a great day. Bye.
Music specials.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.